Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are still walking our way through the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, and I want to read to you today from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul says, "So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, and being in full accord and of one mind." Now, when he says if there's any encouragement in Christ, was reading through commentary this past week that kind of noted Paul's not saying like if in the sense that I'm not sure if there's any encouragement in Christ, or I'm not sure if there's any comfort. More the idea, hey, if we're going to have these things, right, complete my joy by being of the same mind. The language there is this idea of, no, I expect that we will have these things. One translator says that it could almost be translated as surely as, right, as surely as we have encouragement in Christ. And Paul is saying, right, let's encourage one another in Christ. Let's comfort one another in love. We're going to have participation in the Holy Spirit. All of us have the Holy Spirit. Let's love one another with deep affection and sympathy. Paul says, right, if we're going to do those things, let's do those things. That will complete his joy. In essence, he's looking at them saying, hey, give me joy by allowing me to know that you guys are of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord with one another, with one mind. That doesn't mean they all think exactly the same way, but rather that they're thinking about the same thing. They're thinking about Christ. They're thinking about how to move the gospel forward. Earlier on, in just a few verses before, the Apostle Paul says he wants to hear of them standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. This entire section here, from chapter 1, verse 27 down through 30, and then from chapter 2, verses 1 all the way through 11, the Apostle Paul is saying, I want you guys to have unity in the body of Christ. I want you to be unified. I want you to be striving together side by side in deep relationship with one another as we seek to advance the gospel, the gospel ball down the field. And he's then going on to say humility is necessary for that. And we'll talk about that in the days to come on the Drivecast, where he says not to consider others more significant than, consider others more significant than yourselves, because that's what Jesus did for you and for me. Jesus humbled himself. And so we are to humble ourselves and serve one another, being of the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. And so I want to read to us something, if you're following along with the devotionals as well, the devotional content in the app, just read to you something from today's devotional, because I think our folks said it super well. It says, this call to unity is not simply about avoiding conflict, but about sharing a deep, heartfelt commitment to Christ and to each other. It's about prioritizing the needs of others, practicing humility, and working together for the gospel's sake. Paul's message challenges us to think differently in a world, and especially in our country, that often celebrates individualism and self-promotion. Our true identity is found in Christ, and our lives should reflect his love and humility. Jesus' words in the book of John say, "They'll know you are my disciples if you love one another." And so I want to offer us, as we take a moment to pray, I want to offer us just something practical to maybe pray about. I want you to pray and ask the Lord to just think about, Lord, give me one way that I can serve a brother or sister in Christ today. I think that's a big part of having unity and really humility towards one another, as Christ humbled himself and served us, is that we serve one another. So maybe that's praying for someone. Maybe you ask the Lord to put someone on your mind today. And as he puts a brother or sister on your mind, that you just take a moment to pray for them. Maybe it's reaching out to them via text or phone call to say, hey, I'm thinking about you today. Is there any way I can be praying for you? Maybe it's something tangible where you could go and serve someone else, give something to someone else, just bless a brother or sister in Christ today. So let's take a moment and pray and ask the Lord for that. Father, we thank you that you so loved us that you gave your son. Jesus, we thank you that you so loved us that you humbled yourself and became obedient to the point of death on a cross. That, Lord, you've given us your Holy Spirit, And Father, give us the grace to act and think in the way that we're called to act and to think. Father, give us the grace to love one another deeply from the heart. Give us the grace to be unified in our mission as the family of God. And Father, I ask specifically as we pray that, Father, you would just put on our minds and on our hearts one real tangible way in which we can serve a brother or sister in Christ in humility and in love. We love you, Lord. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now, think about that, and take some time to pray. And then do whatever the Lord gives to you, take a step to be obedient to that. All right, take some time now to pray.